Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, 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 man, you guys know how we do. Anytime we get a chance to have an all-secondary-like show, you know it's a big-time event. This is a star-studded event, man, because we got myself, of course, Pat P. But if you look on your screen, you see another face, a hot face, a face that everybody know, a face that's doing big time things right now in the National Football League, four-time Pro Bowler. We ain't going to talk about the ones he should have made, but just know they only gave him credit for 4. Total disrespect. One-time All-Pro. We're not going to talk about the All-Pro teams he should have made, but they only gave him a legit credit for 1. 25 career picks, captain of one of the hottest teams in the National Football League. I came and visited those guys during training camp, and I saw something special. And they're bringing all the things that I saw during training camp to light right now. No other than big play. Darius Slay. D. Slay, how you doing? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, my guy. How y'all doing?
Man, we good, blessed. Man. We good. We know you feel good, man. Y'all undefeated right now.
Yeah, man, you know, it's right. Great. Hey, I ain't never been undefeated in the league before, but it feel good, though.
No question. Hey, no question, man. And with that being said, man, how upset do you get when people call you by your first name, Darius?
Man, I don't get too upset, but I'll be like, I mean, I've been in the league 10 years now. Y'all can't be calling me Darius. I done said my name, Slay. So I get a little aggravated now. Golly. You know, but it's cool, though, man. I was trying to tell them, that's my brand. No, that's my brand, you know, Slay. And I like that. That's my last name, man. Carry a lot of weight. So I just try to, you know, I like being called Slay.
Now, you know what you should do, though? You should get that Big Play Slay copyrighted, man. You should go ahead and get something going with that if you don't already have it copyrighted.
Yeah, they doing something with it. You trying to get that done up.
No question.
Yeah, I've been rocking it for a long time now, so they need going to stop playing.
Right. Hey, man, we had the opportunity to play you guys a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Football. And obviously preparing for you guys, we saw, you know, all the talent that you guys had, you know, the way that the team was going. But there's a lot of people already calling the Eagles the best team in the NFC, possibly the best in the NFL. How do you react to that?
We don't react to it like that, man, as in that, because we can look at it as going to every week 0-0 or no. We not, you know, so we trying to win one game at a time. And that's the goal, man. Try to just win every week, but we just look at it one game at a time. We're not looking forward to nothing else because, you know, anything can happen. As soon as one thing go wrong, it's all hell break loose. So, you know, we already focus on the main prize, and the main prize is just winning that week.
Well, I can tell you this much, D-Slay. After you guys took care of y'all business against Washington, I tweeted out. I said the Eagles might be the best team in the NFL right now. I said from top to bottom, the balance, the defense, the way y'all rushing the passer, adding James Bradbury to the secondary to help you, man, was a big time plus.
Big time.
Chauncey Gardner, Johnson, who I call the Pat Beverly of the secondary. He played that mother-in-law defense, that old nagging defense. You know what I mean?
You need
that type of presence on your defensive side. A guy who's just gonna be a mosquito, gonna get under people's skin, gonna talk to them crazy, but also put forth the effort as well. And then offensively, man, they can say whatever they want to say. The concerns about Jalen Hurts, he's answering all those questions and any concerns you have had in regards to who he is as a passer. And that's the most important thing. But you guys know how it is. Being in the league, the best team don't always win the Super Bowl. Sometimes it's the luckiest team. You know,
it's all
being
about
lucky, injury-wise, and the ball bouncing your way. So, you know, so far, everything has been happening how you wanted it to happen. And let's see how it all play out. You know, one thing about you, D-Slay, Big Play Darius Slay, You've had so many accomplishments in your career, but why did being named a captain this year mean so much and bring you on the verge of tears?
Man, because the fact that everybody know me, you know, everybody that knows me, you know, I'm a goofy guy. I play a lot. People always consider me never serious. That doesn't know me, you know what I'm saying? But any guy that knows me, you know, I'm serious when it becomes between them lines because I'm here to compete. But I compete at a high level with a respectful level. So I ain't here to like to trash nobody. I ain't here to discredit nobody as in like going out there being that kind of dog that people, you know, imagine as in pushing people out through the play, trying to dominate another man. I just dominate it in a play way. So I just like to just do things different, man. Like I'm really always laughing and giggling. Always trying to enjoy the moment, man. I really think I was put on this earth to like to make people smile. So I ain't out here to like to mess up nobody's day. If I see somebody down, I'm here to make them laugh, make them giggle, you know, and to make them enjoy life because we only got one to live. So I just try to have fun, man. And then, like I said, I got the best job in the world. So it's no job. It's no reason for me to be going out there mad and angry.
Thanks.
And I will say that you always definitely have a smile on your face, especially
always.
Any time that I had an opportunity to cross path with you. But one of the most memorable path crossings that we had, obviously playing at one of the Pro Bowls. I can't remember exactly which one of them because I played in so many of them. But
let it be known, Dan, if we didn't already know that.
We know. One of the GOATs, one of them dudes.
I'll never forget, man, when you pulled me aside, you was like, man, how do you stay so square at the line of scrimmage in your press? Mm-hmm. And for me, still being in, it had to be obviously within my eight first years. So for me, and you're not too far behind me, but for me getting that information from you, you know, knowing that you're trying to, you know, get a beat to better your game off of me, that made me smile. That made me happy because me and Mac talk about this all the time about the relationships that we're able to grow at these Pro Bowls, being learn from, you know, other greats to be able to implement into our game. So like, I just want to talk about like your times at the Pro Bowl. Like, what were some of the things that you was able to grab from some of the greats that you was able to run across?
Okay, yeah. So what I do is I'm not a guy that's a stuck up guy, a guy that think he's better than everybody. I think one of the hardest things for another man to do is ask another man for help. That's why I feel like truly how I feel, but not for me. You know what I'm saying? Because I always want to be one of the best. So if somebody do something better than me, I don't mind asking the question on how you do it. You know, so as like you said, when I sat there and watched you, I watch your film all the time. You was going against Calvin and all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, one game you came there, I ain't never seen nobody put hands on Calvin so much. You turn around, back shoulder fade, put him in the back shoulder, you picked it. I'm like, I don't know how he does this, but when I get a chance, I'm asking. So when I got to the Pro Bowl, I like, man, how you do that? Because, you know, I like to be low. You kind of stand a little high. I used to step. I'm like, dang, how you doing this? Like, you know, so I just wanted to know, you know, and that's just a pick in your brain. Because I didn't know at that time, for sure, and still is, I saw you as definitely one of the best corners in the league. So why not ask to get information? Because that's my goal. So why I cannot ask that question? But, you know, a lot of guys don't want to. But I ran into a lot of great people, man, like Xavier Howard. I want to know how he did it, man. You know, all the corners, you know, I had Jalen Ramsey, everybody, you know, I'm not afraid, you know. So a lot of guys will be kind of afraid to do that because they feel like, hey, I'm one of the best, so I should be. No. I'm one of the best, too, but I don't mind asking no question at all.
Yeah. Hey, Slay, didn't Matt Patricia, when you was there in Detroit, did he have an issue with you training with other DBs in the league?
Big issue. Like, I mean, come on now. This, first of all, it was Sherm. It was supposed to be me, Sherm, Xavier Rose, Talib. This is all at my time. These are guys that's the man. Like, it was like eight slots in the Pro Bowl. You knew six of them was gone. Yeah. And them six was going to be there. Ain't talking about me not show up. You crazy? I'm going to go get this info. You know what I'm saying? Like, six slots already gone at the Pro Bowl. It's lucky the next two get in there because them boys are automatically making it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I gotta go. And you know, so I went down there, learned a lot from them guys, man. I learned how to really sense his jab from Sherm. I knew how to switch it up with Talib when he stepped back and jumped back a little bit and stay square. Like, I learned a lot from them guys. Then we had like a whole great film session, taught me like combinations and route recognition and all that kind of stuff. It made me who I was today. You know what I'm saying? I took a lot of that information I learned from that time with Sherm done and took it into my play And, you know, and I just keep saying, I kept growing, made another pro bowl after that, another one after that, and another one after that. So, and only that'd be better. So, yeah, he was hot. I was like, man, you crazy. And he talking about, he worried about scouting, people scouting. I'm like, man, he's some professional athletes. We got all day to watch film. They know what the hell going on.
Exactly. Ain't too much you can hide with all
ain't
the
too much you go hide, like, oh, if he do this, he go do that. No, man. And I'm on defense. I don't know the offensive calls anyway.
No question. Right. And talking about defensive back, cornerback play, let's get technical a little bit. Let's put your coaching hat on a little bit for our listeners and our viewers, man. Big play, Slay. What allowed you a few weeks ago to have such an elite performance against one of the best wide receivers in the game in Justin Jefferson, Monday Night Football, week two?
Man, young guy, man. You know, when you're a young and talented guy, you believe everything works. You know, it was not a talent issue with him being a better talent. It's just that I played this game so long. I know what you go do. I know your tendencies. I know you what you like the most. So he had a lot of tells for me to like to steal from on film that I guess, you know, young guys don't see, but I see because I like to watch film a lot. So every tell I did was like truthful. So after the first PBU I made on him, it made me really confirm that that's what he does. So then when I confirm something up that early, it gonna be a long night for anybody. No matter what kind of talent you is, how much better you feel like you're much better than you is than me. That means I really got your tell on what you do. So I really just like believe what I watched on film and watch how his releases or when I was off man, how he tried to attack me off man. I believed everything. So that's why I made the plays I did.
Take us, and I'm glad you mentioned that about film study because I talk to Pat P all the time in regards to some of the technical things that he picks up on wide receivers. And a lot of times our listeners and our viewers really don't know the ins and outs. They think just because you're fast, you should cover people, but a lot goes into the detail of watching film. What were some of the things that you kind of figured out? And I don't, you know, because you guys probably going to play again in the playoffs.
Yeah, I can't give them all out.
You know he'll be coming at your head. He coming at your head the next time y'all face off in the playoffs. You know that. You already know.
I know.
But I know you might not want to reveal some of the things, but anything that you can share with us in regards to what Justin might have done, might have did, or any other wide receivers that you faced off in the past, he might be like, I saw this on a film, and like you said, he confirmed my belief. Now it's time to go get it.
So a lot of things are confirming why with me is just, I'm a guy that just need to determine whether it is an outside release or inside release. So, and from what I watched from Jefferson, it's just a guy that he had certain releases that he liked to do to go inside and outside. So I just knew from fact then, and most likely a lot of his routes go inside breaking routes just because the team is an inside breaking routes team because they came from the Rams. Watch the Rams, they do a lot of inside breaking routes. So I was like, okay, when he takes his inside release, it's a good chance it's going to be an inside route. So, you know what I'm saying? So, but I just knew that off the splits of as of his release. So I kind of got a little ahead of the game, but he's smooth, man. You know, he's a talented dude, but yeah, when I know you, it's over with, kind of over with.
And I had an opportunity to be on the sideline. Me and Mac always talk about this. When, you know, when there's another great, you know, cornerback on the field, always want to be able to see what they're doing. Obviously did not want to see the game that you had against us, but you did. Like I told you, you had a great game and all of that. But realistically, I already know how many you probably going to say. How many picks you should have had in that game?
Three.
I'm gonna say four.
well, the one he dropped, he ended up getting anyway in the red.
The next play, right?
The next play. And you started to come out too, because you were kind of nursing, you were kind of limping or something, right?
Yeah, man. Shoot, I landed on my damn hip. Well, I had to hop up like, boy, did I just catch like a cramp in my hip? Ooh, but I couldn't come out right then because I'm like, all right, Slay. Nah, this might be a chance that they might try to score on you. Score on them, boy. I said, nah, I'm going to stay on down here. Let me stay down here. I'm in the red zone anyway. I ain't got to run far.
Exactly. Can't get beat deep in the red zone.
Can't get beat deep in the red zone. If he run past me, he run past me in the red zone. We're going to run out of bounds.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And also leading up into that week, you had a very, very fine description of your receiver core, calling all three of them Batmans. What's your expectation that you want to see out of those guys continuing throughout the season thus far, you know, on your behalf, what's your expectations out of your receiver core going forward?
I really honestly just want the best for them, honestly, man. I just think they're all talented guys, you know, so they can get it done at a high level. And, you know, sky's the limit for them, man. I honestly want them to be the best trio in the world, but, you know, whatever they do is what they do. And, you know, whatever God bless them and what position they put themselves in them to execute their plays. But I told them each and every day, man, y'all gonna get my best for y'all to be the best, you know, because right. We know without us two getting all us getting better together, you know, how far can we get, you know? So I try to push them boys as much as I can, because I honestly believe this group is real talented, man. It's one of the most talented guys I have, talented receiver core I had, like, overall, besides having so much of Calvin and GT. You know, then it was just Calvin and GT. Now we got, like, we got AJ, Smitty, you know, just top to bottom, great tight end, you know. So that group, that whole core is just, like, so fit together, man. And, like, all I can do is just try to help my boys get better, man. Them boys got a lot of upside, man, because I ain't got too long to be playing. I ain't trying to play this game long. I'm just trying to win something. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get on down.
No question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.
And what did it feel like seeing your partner in crime, Smitty, man, Devontae Smith, have the game he just had against Washington, man? Because from my point of view, boy, it was like he was in the zone. But you got a chance to see right there courtside, basically, man. What was it like seeing Devontae put up the numbers he was able to put up this past Sunday against Washington?
Man, it was crazy, man. Watch that on the sideline, man. You know, just a guy that just get after it, man. He high points the ball. Man, run at the catch, not scared of contact. Man, he's so smooth, man. He is smooth, dude, man. He nice with it, man. Deceptive speed. You might not think he running by you, but he ran by you. So, you know, he got a good thing going for him, man. He real talented for sure.
Yeah. Question for you in regards to your head coach, Nick Sirianni, man. Is he like unlike any other coach you've had in throughout your professional career? Not too many coaches would come to the game on Sunday wearing a throwback jersey. You know what I mean? Rocking a different type of swag. But tell us a little bit about the relationship you have and in the relationship he has with the entire team.
Oh, he got a great relationship, man. One thing he just hype on a lot is about family. This is a family thing. So I can say I do love going to work. You know, a couple of years ago, I'd be like, damn, I hate going to work. You know, now, man, he make you a joy coming to work, man. Make it feel real homey. You use the equipment anytime. You take anything home. You need to help your body recover and everything, man. So he really made this team feel like it's a home at the facility. So that's the big thing he do great. And, you know, he real big on hyping about taking care of our bodies and stuff, man. So he got a young thing. He got a lot of young things going for him. But then, you know, he got his young coach and older coach. He got a good mixture of it, man. So he do a great job as a whole with the team.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, Slay, we're going to transition to the superlative part. We know we want to. For you guys that don't know, when Slay called in, he was already on the sticks playing at NBA 2K. He say he got something. That's what he say. I don't know if you want to put out your online name for anybody who might want to lock and load with you, Slay, but if you want to, feel free to give them your online name. If
they know. They all know my online game tag. They've been watching the stream when I go crazy. They know what's up.
There it is. So if you guys think you got something in NBA 2K, lock and load.
Hey, Pat P, now I done got my golf game up a little bit. I've been working.
Uh-oh. You've been telling
me. Come on now. I was just getting the simulator built at the house right now.
Uh-oh. Hey, man. Next offseason, we need to, because you live in Atlanta, don't you?
I'm from down there, but my mama down there, but I'm in Houston, but, you know, ain't nothing for me to take a flight.
Hey, we got to hook up then, man.
That's a bet. We can do that.
Yes, sir.
No question. So check this out, Slay. We're going to transition to the superlative part. We're going to hit you with rapid fire questions, get you up out of here so you can get back to 2K. So you joined us last December and you listed your top five cornerbacks. I don't know if you remember who you had on that list, but it was yourself, Jalen Ramsey, Marshawn Lattimore, Marlon Humphrey, and Stephon Gilmore. Mm-hmm. What does that list look like right now? Who's on your top five right now?
Right now, at that time, that's when Gilly was still coming out. He was so, he got a lot, you know, he missed a couple of games. But I got to throw Xavier Howard in there, J.C. Mm-hmm. Jackson. I honestly think J.C. Jackson has been the best corner for the past 2 years in the league right now, for sure, because his stats is crazy. I still got Marshawn. I love Ward. Love Ward.
Denzel?
Yeah, I love Lil Ward, man. And, you know, but beside myself in that too, but and Ramsey in that too, but yeah, they're about the same. I just probably know. I ain't gonna say I ain't bumping Gilmore out because Gilmore always could be Gilmore because he's still playing at a high level. They just made a crazy play this end the Chiefs game, mm-hmm. you know. So it's hard to bump him out, but JC in that conversation for sure.
Yeah, JC got to get healthy, man. He ain't really been healthy so far this
season.
Yeah,
he's struggling. I ain't gonna say struggling, but he got to get that right off his top. He just came off a little injury, so you know. But he be ready.
No question.
Just got to get healthy. And as we know, corners, when we healthy, you know that's when you're going to get the best out of us. But to the second question, favorite Kobe moment?
I mean, besides me meeting him, that's it. You know, It don't get no better than that, man. I got a chance to meet him on his last year. I don't know if he was doing a documentary or whatever, but I know he had like his little end of the year tour. Everybody knew that was his end of the year, man. I got the chance to meet him, man. He signed my game jersey, talked to me, man. I was shocked too. I ain't gonna lie to you. He came out the door. I don't know if they pre-told him that I was gonna be there or whatever. But I came out the door. He saw me, said, "What's good, Slay?" I'm like, "Oh, Kobe, my name, boys, up now, right now, boy. Hey, I went into a shock. I starstruck. Like, man, for real. Like, he finna sign my jersey. He's talking about me, you know, all that kind of stuff, man. And, man, I wish he was here because right now in Philly, we'd be lit. Ooh, man.
No question.
You know, you're a big Philly fan, so.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I would have been crazy, man. That was my one of them. Yeah, but. Yeah, that's my dude, that man. I got my game jersey. Nobody can't even touch that. My wife can't touch it. Kids can't touch that thing. Somebody touch that, everybody getting beat up.
Right. Okay, got one for you. Wide receiver matchup you're looking forward to the most this year?
Ooh, man, I ain't gonna lie. I look forward to all of them. Because, you know, I don't try to, like, put them, like, as in just somebody that's special, not than everybody else, because we all in the league. There's no 1%ers that gets in the league, and not everybody don't make it. So everybody's, you know.
I got this one for you then. You still got that same hate for the Cowboys as you had last December?
It could always be that hate. Always be that hate. They cheated us in the playoffs. In Detroit, when I was in Detroit, they cheated us. Dez running on the field, and I'm going to hate them forever.
Where did the hate start? But you just said, obviously, you hate them in the playoffs. So we're going to hit you with this last one so we can get you back to your K, as you described it. Best defensive player that you ever played with?
The best defensive player I ever played with?
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. That's tough right there. I played with Sue, and in his days over, he couldn't be blocked. That might have been one of my best players I ever played with, defensive. Super, man. I ain't never seen nothing like that, man, out there. Like, you know, I know Aaron Donald doing some crazy things, but, man.
And Sue was mean, too.
2 days, I'm talking about, and he was protective, too. Like, he protected all the defense. Like, you know, I was just be out there giggling around and talking. Somebody go talk trash. He hear it. He be like, say one more thing. Watch it happen to you. I'm like, ooh, yeah. And I'm a big, hey, yeah, say something again. Say something again. Yeah, I'm a snitch. Right on you. Yeah, so Sue, my dude, man. Sue was the best player I played with on the defensive side, for sure.
That's what's happening. With Slay, we appreciate you joining us. Oh, before we let you go, you right there in Philly. How do you get your cheesesteak?
Man, I bet he don't say no with no doggone red sauce.
Hold on, let him answer the question. I
ain't gonna lie to you. I'm not with all that extra stuff. Just give me the steak and the cheese. That's it. They better cut the onions up a little enough so I don't taste them.
Hold on, Pat Pete. I was just because when I, hey Slay, you remember when I came to training camp? So I got a cheesesteak, right?
Yeah.
And one of my boys who from Philly, he told me to get it with some pizza sauce, right? Hold on, Slay. Just listen to me. I never had it before. I got it from Ishka Bibbles. It was pretty decent. It was pretty decent, Slay.
Nah.
Therefore, If you said it was decent, it wasn't good.
That wasn't good. Like,
I get
when you
it
say
again.
Something decent, you be like, all right, that's decent.
Okay. Let me correct myself. It was good. I would get it all over.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. That's better. I'll take that from you, but I find it.
You try that sloppy Joe? That's basically
that ain't no sloppy Joe.
That's all it is. With that ain't a steak Joe.
No, it's just a little bit of pizza sauce. You got your white American, you got your steak, you got your onions, you got your mushroom in there. It wrapped up real decent in that aluminum foil.
No.
Y'all got to try.
No, sir. I'm with you on that. I think that might be you from the South, too. That might be a South thing. We don't do all that kind of stuff.
No. That must be an up north thing, because I used to get mine like how y'all get yours.
Yeah.
But I tried it. I just tried something different.
Cheese in the steak.
That's it.
Plain Jane.
Yeah, we might. And we just need fries with the ketchup. Ketchup with the fries.
Hey, man. Well, hey, Slay, go ahead and try you one.
Sir.
You try and let us know. Be like, okay, Mac, it was pretty decent. I see what you're talking about.
Nah. I'm
telling you, Slay.
Come on, man. I ain't doing that. No, sir. I'm leaving that to him.
Hey, Slay, but hey, once again, man, thank you for showing us love, man. Joining us here, man. Big play, Darius Slay, man. Big time player for the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles. They got a big one this weekend. Make sure you guys tune in. Check them boys out. Got Duval Jacksonville, the Jaguars. Yeah, they coming up to Philly, man, to try to take care of some business. That's going to be a big-time game. Slay, man, keep doing what you're doing. Hey, yes, man, sir. Next time you get a pick, man, make sure you give it to another Philadelphia 76er in the stand.
And that's a bet.
All right, my guy.
All right, my boy. Y'all boys, stay safe.
Appreciate it, Slay. Yes, sir.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.